Can you tell us your reaction to getting drafted?
You know, it's once in a lifetime experience. You know, you work your whole life for this one moment. And, you know, it's breathtaking to hear your name get called and see it go across the screen.
Measurables like 6'5 and sub 4'4. Why do you think you lasted till the end of the fifth?
You know, you never really know. There's a lot of things that go into it. You know, someone could have opened up and got the team to a different position more than, you know, me. You know, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity that the Green Bay Packers selected me when they did. You know, I didn't care if I was in the first round, last round, undrafted. You know, I'm ready to come in and work. No matter, you know, how much money you make, you still got to play football. You know, so that's all the draft's about. You know, it's just where you're going to go, how much money you're going to make. But bottom line is, we step on the field, we all make the same amount of money because we all do the same thing.
You obviously had your best season last year. Can you talk about the impact that having Charlie Williams as your position coach had on your final college season?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. You know, Coach Williams brought in, you know, a lot of experience. You know, he's coached a lot of great players. You know, he's coached in the NFL, coached many, many guys in the NFL, many great guys in the college level. You know, so he brought in a lot of different, you know, tricks and trades that, you know, I hadn't learned before. You know, each position coach that I've had taught me different things along the way. But, you know, having a coach who's been in the, at the highest level coaching, it tells you exactly what, you know, those guys want at the next level was a big beneficial thing for me.
Marquez, was track in your future? Did you consider that coming out of high school, and did you run any track in college?
I did not run any track in college. So when I was in high school, after my senior year of football, me and a couple other football players decided to go run track because then when I stayed in football, so we went out and ran it and won in track. You know, the Griffin twins, who play for the Seahawks now, and then Rodney Adams, who was on the Vikings the year before, we were all on the same track team. And we went out and we won state for our high school.
Have you had friends, teammates, coaches that have NFL experience, and how has that prepared you to be ready to come to this, ascend to the next level?
Well, you know, my high school has produced many, many NFL players up to this day. I went to Lakewood High School in St. Petersburg, Florida, and, you know, the numbers are off the charts. I think we have about 15-plus guys, you know, who are going to be on active rosters. And so, you know, it was just, you know, being able to talk to those guys, you know, guys like, you know, Lewis Murphy, who I see as an older brother for me. And, you know, he showed me, you know, playing the same position, having the same body type, and, you know, doing those type of things. You know, he's been able to coach me up on, you know, the on the field and off the field thing. You know, then I got guys like, you know, Bernard Reedy, who, you know, I've, you know, known for a long time. And Dante Fowler, you know, we all went to the same high school. So, you know, this guy who's been in the league for a while now, and, you know, they've seen the things that you have to do to be successful. You know, just be able to have those guys and to help out along the way has been beneficial for me.
You had about as many catches and stuff last year as your previous years combined. What do you think the difference was?
You know, just coming in and, you know, being the dominant guy. You know, I was the oldest guy in the group. I had the most experience. And, you know, the staff depended on me to fill out and be the number one receiver. You know, in years past, it was always, you know, splitting up with multiple guys. You know, everyone touching the ball. You know, we did that a lot last year as well, but I was the main target last year, so I think that was just the main focus of last year's progression in my game.
Marquez, how come you transferred out of NC State? What made you decide to move on, and what was that process like, and not being able to play for a year while you're on the scout team, et cetera?
So that whole thing went about, it was just the production. You know, it wasn't about playing time, and I was a two-year starter there. But it was just, you know, I didn't see myself reaching my full potential, you know, in the system that I was in and doing the different things that I was asked to do. You know, so I decided to transfer to South Florida. You know, and then sitting out that year, you know, it really helped me out because I was able to go out and compete day in and day out, the starting defense. So I got live game reps, you know, day in and day out. And I got the Scout Team Player of the Year award because I took practice serious. You know, I competed every day, you know, so that I think that really taught me, you know, just how to practice and how to approach every single practice. Because, you know, when you aren't playing, you know, in a game, you know, kind of feed back. But, you know, I was able to flip that switch and able to go out and practice hard every single day. And so I won the Scout Team Award. I got my teammates better, and they helped me get better.
Marquez, you know, one of the Packers scouts mentioned your touchdown against UConn, and I'm looking for the video here. I'm expecting this long, over-the-top touchdown. That ball looks like it goes about 6 yards in the air. Can you kind of take us through that? And did you, I mean, that obviously was a play that made an impression on people, the way you ran. What do you remember from that play?
So, you know, we had just punted the ball and they had it backed up. And so, you know, usually a lot of teams come out and they run the ball, just try to gain, you know, a first down or two so they can flip the field position. But my offensive coordinator said, you know, we're going to take a shot. You know, most guys don't expect you to come out and take a shot. You know, so he gave me the vertical curl concept. And, you know, so I had the option to either run a stop route or run a deep route. And so the defender played off. You know, I sat it down, made a couple of guys miss, and then took it the rest of the way for 95 yards.
Marquez, what aspects of your game do you think you have to work on transitioning to the pro level?
You know, I think I have all the physical, you know, abilities, but I think the mental approach to the game is something I'm going to have to improve on. You know, because, you know, everyone at this level is big, strong, and fast. You know, so it's the small details that are going to be able to keep you successful and keep you, you know, in this league for a very long time. So just learning those details and learning from older vets and, you know, figuring out things that I'm going to be able to do very well at this next level is something I'm going to have to work on. And that's going to take some time, you know, but I'm obviously coming in here to, you know, compete for a job right away. You know, whatever I have to do to help the team win is what I'm going to do.
How about hands? Did you see you got good hands? Do you need to improve on that? What do you think?
I think I have great hands, you know. No receiver's going to catch every single ball. You know, there's some that get away from you, some you lose concentration on. But, you know, I think I have, you know, a great set of hands. I think that, you know, my ability, you know, will speak for itself. You know, once I get the opportunity to showcase that. But, no, I don't think that, you know, that's something that it's a downfall for me. You know, everyone has room for improvement, and I'm definitely going to keep striving to improve that. But at the same time, you know, I'm never going to doubt myself and say I can't do something.
Marquez, when you go through this process, do you allow yourself to think about, hey, would it be cool to go play with Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, which you're going to get to do? Do you think about those kinds of things or no?
Definitely. You know, even before I got drafted here, you know, I always thought Aaron Rodgers was the greatest quarterback, pure talent-wise. You know, a lot of guys get in good systems and, you know, they succeed that way, but to see Aaron Rodgers make some of the throws that he makes on a consistent basis is just mind-blowing to me. And so to have him be my quarterback now, you know, it's just, I'm very grateful for it, especially when I've always looked up to him, you know, watching him, you know, on Sundays and like, man, I would love to play for that guy because he's just a talented, gifted person, you know, athlete better than anyone, you know, so some of the throws that he makes is just unbelievable. And now that I have the opportunity to line up with him, I'm grateful for it.
Marquez, do you have much of a relationship with Kofi Amici? And if so, did he tell you anything about Green Bay this past year?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, he came from USF the year before, and he was one of the better linemen that I had seen just along the way. And he told me, you know, just come in, you know, and work. You know, you can come in here and play with the best of them. You know, so I had talked to him a little while back, even before the draft started. We were just talking about the NFL in general, and he was saying that, you know, you can come in and you can compete with anybody. You know, you got the athletic ability to do it, you know, some small things. And that's something that he instilled in me. And, you know, I'm ready for it. Same way Josh Jones, you know, because we started at NC State together. And, you know, we were close coming up our first 2 years at State. And he was telling me the same thing. When I was on my 30-man visit, I ran into him. And he was saying, you know, just go out and, like, you compete with anybody. So when you get to the next level, be prepared to do it, because you can.